Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, sir?
How do I know if you're recording? Do I look for the little light that's flashing?
Well, it is a flashing red light. I see it
when I just want to know.
I did a test before we started this to make sure that it recorded. I feel confident that this is going to work.
For all of the shit that you gave me over the years about John's always changing his setup, which really was just tantamount to me trying to get the camera to be the way that I wanted it.
I've done one thing different and you're giving me shit.
You have resorted to now recording on a device in which in no way can we tell if you're recording.
Well, we can because the light is flashing red.
But there's no, like, there's no...
You just have to trust the process.
That didn't work. They didn't win any championships.
It works when you change your lifestyle and go on an eating plan. You have to just trust the process. And here we are, John. Week
two. I don't think that's how that works. Week two. We're on week two.
We made it, buddy. Well, we made it 7 days. Okay, so this is like our second episode, but like our first kind of actual how has the previous week gone episode. Mm-hmm. So I do want to try to do focus on a couple key things just to stay on topic and, you know, keep it concise. So I want to start by us sharing where we weighed in, not where we weighed in, but how much weight we lost week over week. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about like one or two things that were really like good successes for us, like that really helped us through this journey. And maybe one or two things that were challenging.
Okay.
And then wrap it up with, are you going to do anything differently this following week? Any challenge, anything coming up this following week? Or like, what's the plan, right? So let me start with you, unless you want me to go first. It's up to you. You pick.
You're the host of this podcast. I'm just a guest.
You're the co-host.
I don't think so.
Are you going to do this Alex Albright thing forever?
You're not Kevin Rose. You can keep trying all you want, but you're not Kevin Rose.
You're the one who likes to drink beer. You're the one who has strong opinions.
Kevin drinks beer. He drinks champagne every night.
So speaking of that, let us start with you because you, granted, dry January, very proud of you for that. But so give us a little update. Like, how has your week loss been or your weight loss been over week one? And what worked and what didn't?
Okay, dry January being the primary goal of January. So you and I have different timelines. You put 17 weeks in the weight loss tracker as your goal. I'm really looking for a year.
I figured 4 months to start us off and then see what happens.
Yeah, nothing to do with the 4 months. I don't want to get caught up in, for me personally, having to achieve everything so fast that anything that derails me becomes a reason to quit. So I am down like 4 pounds. There's nothing substantial overall weight wise. So not a big number by any means. I also don't have the fun water weight thing that I'm you know rooting for comes in week two or three. But dry January has been great. So 13 days successfully there. And logging my food the last 2 days consistently. So moderate logging the first few days and consistently logging the last 2 days would be what I would deem as success right now.
Okay. So I want to start and say 4 pound weight loss is very good. So I don't want anybody listening to this to think like, oh, it's no big deal. It's only 4 pounds. When you look at any sort of like diet plan, macro calculator, weight loss calculator, anything, they usually max out at 2.5 pounds a week. So now I know it's week one, so you typically see a higher lift. 4 pounds, really, really solid. Again, really proud of you for the dry January. I know that's something you do every year. And I have no doubts that you're going to continue to, you know, adhere to that for the rest of January. because you're just really good at doing that. I think what I'm very excited to see starting in February is how you adapt to that now that you don't have the dry January kind of restriction in front of you. I know you and I have talked a lot about, like, what do you do, or what do you think you should do to supplement and compensate? Have you kind of landed on what you're, you know, what you're going to move into come February when, you know, maybe you do indulge in a bourbon or two or three? Because I think once you said they come in threes, whatever.
Yeah, my year plan is 2 days a week, no more than two drinks.
Per day.
So that's right. So four drinks a week.
Okay.
And the purpose of that is twofold. It's one, I don't want to drink on a day that I work the next day. That doesn't feel very thoughtful. And two, if I can minimize to that, I'll have a substantially reduced alcohol intake from last year. And that really is what the goal is for me, is just to reduce. I know, you know, you can go on YouTube and find a million people that are just, you know, quit. It's terrible for you. And that's fine. And that's great for them. And I'm glad they're doing that. But the way that I'd like to do it is just reducing.
Nice. I think that is a very smart approach and a very sound strategy that you have. So one last thing for you. What challenges, if any, did you face this past week?
I think there's two. I told you last week, logging food in general, and particularly logging the the snacks that come in between the meal, because I'm not meal prepping the same way you are, where it's like open my container, eat, close my container, go on with my life. I'm cooking, and when you're cooking, you know, you grab a bite of that steak, or you grab a whatever the thing is. And so that's one. And two, when we did keto during COVID, so it's interesting. I was thinking about this the other day. So I have a memory of keto that's not right.
Okay.
The memory I have is ribeye steaks, which I really love. This particular salad that I really like. Broccoli, which I really like. And a salad and go salad at lunch.
Yeah.
But I went back and I opened, what was the app we used? Chronometer? What was the one we used back then?
I don't know if you used Chronometer or if you used Calorie or if you used Carb Manager. I think you might have used Carb Manager.
Maybe it was Carb Manager. Either way, earlier this week I went back to their website and pulled up the data. And yes, I did have the occasional ribeye steak, and absolutely did I eat that salad. And yes, did I eat salad and go. But the truth is, in the 3 months where the primary amount of my weight loss happened, I ate chicken on a low-carb tortilla with a little bit of cheese. I basically had the same meal, like, two times a day in a protein shake.
Yeah.
In between or after, sometimes for dessert. And so I found myself this week, I had gone to Costco and I bought the ribeyes, and I went to log them, and I'm like, ugh. Brutal.
Ribeyes hurt.
They hurt. They are so calorically dense.
Yeah.
So what got my way? Sirloin. Well, I will never prefer a sirloin, but I get why you might choose a sirloin. So what got in the way a little bit this week is the choice of meats, and so I have to be thoughtful about what those are this next week.
Nice. Now, just one final question, because you did mention that you logged some of your meals. Were you logging meals like after the fact or before the fact or as you go? Like, what was your approach there?
A little bit of both. You know, I think early in the week we talked and I was logging after each meal, which, okay, you know, is just hard, right? Because you're... Sure.
I mean, it gets you in the habit of logging, but it doesn't actually accomplish anything from an accountability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so then 3 days ago, I went to logging before, which obviously then coincided with me meal prepping, because if you're going to log before, it's because you're weighing stuff out. And, you know, the obvious value of that is you get a lot more, you get a lot more accuracy in what you're logging. And the meal itself. So like, I made a really great salad to take to work for 2 days that I knew exactly what I was putting in my body, right? Which is really great. You don't do the dumb thing where you have 50 calories left and you're like, oh, I'll find something for 50 calories, which is really like a sign of bad food association.
Like two cheeses.
Where you don't just like say, I'm good. I came in 50 short. Who cares? Because when you're 50 over, you know, you don't go for a run to make it up. So.
Yeah. Really glad that you got in the habit of logging.
Yeah.
Or trying to, right? I think it is muscle memory, and ultimately it is just, it's what works for you. We talked a lot about this kind of offline as well. So cool. 4 pounds, great start.
One last thing. So on the list of things that went well, I worked out every day. So been on the Peloton every day, back to that being just a legitimate part of my, that's not true. I did miss one day, but it was... in the program I'm in, it was the rest day. It was the day I was supposed to miss. So I didn't miss anything, I guess. And so that has been, I think, also really great. And some of the lack of immediate weight loss is that too, because I'm not, you know, I'm actually, you know, adding a little bit of muscle as I'm going. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which is great. That's what I want to do. So, you know, proud of that move.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Very awesome. Proud of you. And I know you, felt a little under the weather towards the end of the week, and to kind of persevere through that and not fall off track, that's amazing as well.
Yeah, if my voice sucks today, it's because I have strep throat, so it is what it is. It's fine.
All right, so to talk about my results, now I want to caveat this and say that my initial weight loss number is, it's a lot, but it's a lot for probably many reasons. So I lost right around 10 pounds week over week, which is for me insane.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that is a good, probably half of that is water weight, 4 pounds or so is water weight. I also know that before I started last Monday, I had a pretty like eventful weekend prior with just a lot of, you know, heavy food consumption. So I think that inflates the number to begin with a little bit and then, you know, kind of naturally goes away. But for me, I think the things that were successful were just really being dialed in on my kind of daily food prep. So, you know, I cook every day. I'm not a leftover kind of person. But also my meal planning, right? So plan a week at a time. I went back to one of the tactics that I had during my COVID keto days, which was identifying like 4 or 5 different proteins and cycling them every single day. So it'll go, you know, like steak, chicken, burger, sausage, fish, repeat. And I'm trying to be very strategic with that because I obviously don't want to take any sort of seafood to work unless I'm just having tuna. I don't want to heat anything up at work. That's never a pleasant treat for anybody.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's worked really well. I did start very aggressive with my caloric goals.
Very aggressive.
About 1350 a day, which has been, you know, pretty low. And I actually have upped it now for this week by about 100 calories. So about 1450. I don't actually think I want to go any higher for a while. When I was doing this originally, I was about 1500, 1550. But even though it was during COVID, I think my job was very different. I wasn't completely stationary, right? I wasn't full retail, but I also didn't just stand in one spot all day. Mm-hmm. And my job now kind of involves a lot of just being stagnant. So I do want to have that lower calorie goal. And I think that's been working out really well for me. My biggest challenge was going into the weekend. Weekends are always a downfall for me because, again, I'm off work. I have a goal, but plans change. This past weekend, we decided to went out for coffee in the morning. That was fine. I did well there. But then we went to the mall. And then like dinner was so far away. And so like I made some adjustments on the fly. But I stayed within macros, and that worked out to be really well for me. And then Sunday was fine. So really excited about those results. I am going to continue to weigh myself daily because I think that motivates me. But the weekly logging is what I'll stick with for this purpose. Going into this week, I think, again, I'm on my plan, although I will have a couple of very big challenges this week. And they revolve around work. So one of my peers who is based out of New York, is in town for the week. And so, you know, when people are here, things go crazy. Like this morning, I showed up in this giant box of donuts. Did well to ignore them. It was very difficult. But did
ran
well to
from
ignore
them.
Yeah, seriously. But like tomorrow, so he loves Ike's sandwiches. And so we're going to Ike's for lunch tomorrow. So that was a challenge, but I was able to find a couple options there with, you know, and kind of configure without sauce and bread. And I'll work my macros into that. And then Thursday night, we're doing a team dinner, which is a challenge. It's always a challenge. We found the restaurant. So we're going to the Restoration Hardware restaurant, rooftop bar restaurant.
Cool.
So I've had a chance to look at their menu. Speaking of ribeyes, I'm going to get their ribeye with some broccolini. So I did the macro calculation and the ounces. And so, again, it's a little bit challenging. I have to make sacrifices early in the day when it comes to eating really anything else.
Yeah, sure.
But, I mean, these are the natural challenges that I think always tend to derail people who are trying to change their eating habits, is the birthday party or the dinner with friends or the Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that's one of those things that I thought about early on. And really, it is about finding, navigating through those waters and finding a solution that is good for me while not ruining, so to speak, the environment of the event at the same time. So pretty excited. Pretty excited. And so it begins. We're on week two, bud.
Did you get stuck anywhere? Anything that didn't work out well for you?
Honestly,
10 pounds,
no.
It doesn't sound like it. Nailed
no,
it.
But I'll say this. Like, I think what kind of makes it easy, too, is like 1,350 calories is not a lot of food.
No, it's not.
So, like, one of the things I actually have always liked about logging meals is playing this daily, like, game with myself of, like, I've got a certain amount of calories. And the way I do it is, you know, I start with my main meal, build that out, and then I try to fill in the gaps, right? So I put all my big rocks in, and I try to pour in little rocks to fill the jar. And sometimes it gets kind of fun because you're like, ooh, like, I really want some of this, but in order to do this, I can't have that. So what if I do a little bit of that and a little bit of this other thing to make it up? So I like that challenge of like Tetrising my meals together. So with 1,350 calories, there's not just a lot to Tetris. So it's not that challenging. Now, what's interesting is going into this week, and I've logged my meals for this week, because I upped my calories, really, or my numbers, all that really meant is more fat. But I don't want to just eat more cheese. Like, I'm trying to be very conscious and aware of how I make up that fat.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it, you know, like a high cheese and meat kind of diet wise. So I've gotten a little more creative with other proteins. And I'm also trying to not consume as much protein shakes. I love my protein shakes, but I don't want them to be a daily thing. Because then I get sick of them every single day, just starting with a protein shake. So I found some good ways. Like I've learned that, like, if I'm doing steak or if I'm doing chicken, it's a lot of natural protein in those two meats. So I don't really need a protein shake, but on the days where I do like a beef sausage or a Polish sausage, I definitely need protein shakes because there's not a lot of protein there. So it just makes it kind of fun. But no, that there hasn't really been a whole lot of challenges yet. But we're only on week two.
So I have two questions. And I know you want to shorten this a little bit, so I won't go too long.
Good.
But
we're good.
But I guess for one, when you say I'm going to add calories, and so that's just going to come in the way of fat, I guess why? Yeah. Like, why not?
It's a good question.
Really, protein is the only macro that you should care about, other than your carb limit. So why not increase the protein? It's better for you that way. It's also theoretically going to be higher in omega-6 instead of omega-3 fats. So
yeah,
it's going to be better for you.
So the reason I don't do that, well, I guess it's twofold. So part one is I use a kind of a calculator, an online calculator that I used 5 years ago that kind of does my macros for me. And when I run through that calculator at a 35% deficit to a 30% deficit, which is the changes that I made, all it does is increase the fat. Now, my protein is already at 0.8 of my body weight. So I'm already at where I should be for protein at a minimum. more protein is fine. It's never a bad thing, to your point. Part of the reason why I'm doing it this route first as well is because it is at times a little bit harder to just eat more protein. Because like if I'm adding 100 calories of fat, I'm adding 10 or 100 calories, I'm adding 10 grams of fat, roughly.
Right.
If I'm adding 100 calories, I'm adding 25 grams of protein, which is a whole nother chicken breast or a whole nother protein shake.
Right, right.
And so it is a little bit harder to do that. I've done it before. It's not impossible. It just takes different planning. And so I'm kind of, I guess I would say I'm playing around with it. The funny thing is when I look at my meals that I logged for this week, almost every day I'm around 140 grams of protein and I'm still only around 85 to 90 grams of fat. So even though my goals are 121 and 99 respectively, protein and fat, I'm not necessarily working to those goals as much as I am working to my calorie goal and making sure I'm at my carb goal. And that's just how it works out. Because again, I do have, when you eat steak and chicken and things of that nature, they naturally add a lot of protein in. So I'm not focused on hitting my fat goal. I am laser focused on not going over the carb number. My second most, I guess I would say the second most important focus is the calorie number. And then protein and fat come in after that because I know I'm going to hit my protein goal every day. I'm not worried about it. And the fat goal, I try not to go over. The rest doesn't really matter.
Okay, so 1450, 121, 90, 20, somewhere in there?
121, 20, and 99.
Yeah, okay, that checks out. I think, you know, just something to maybe consider is ultimately if you could do the keto diet and not be hungry and do it with 20 grams of fat, you should, right? Yeah. Like,
sure.
I think people confuse that. They think fat's a goal when it comes to keto. It's just a satiator. Fat just makes you feel happier. Cheese makes you feel happier and fuller than, you know, chicken breast does. But, you know, last time you felt like at the end you kind of looked emaciated was your your own assessment. And I think sustaining your protein, working out, you know, if you can, will have a longer net positive effect. Good. And then two, you know, we talked about 3 months ago, we were talking about using these LLMs and ChatGPT, and I was giving you some maybe recommendations. Just on this train,
yeah.
Maybe this is your one. You're my meal. Use it for some Socratic discourse, right? Like defined it as a meal planning agent. You know, say things like, I've got 230 calories to spend. I'm on a ketogenic diet. Well, I guess I would already know that because you would have loaded that already. And I'm looking for a meal. Here's what's in my fridge. And it could make some recommendations.
I think that is, I see the joy in your face right now as you explain
that. Yeah, I want you to use these tools. I'm trying to lower your age here.
I'm good. I got this. But why don't you try it and let me know how it goes for you?
Happily. I'll happily use these tools.
And then share your GPT with me.
I you got it. I'm going to make a keto GPT. I'm actually going to go on their website right now and
see if they have one. Braver GPT. Your weight loss journey.
Skinny fries.